You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty wild if you're over 35 or 40. It's wild to think that there are now college graduates who were not born yet when 9/11 happened. And it's like kind of stuns you, like, oh yeah, that's right. It's been 23 years. And if people are, I don't know, 27, 28, they probably don't really have much of a memory of it at all.
Yeah.
And for most every other American, older Americans, it's one of those, you know, you remember where you were kind of things. Like older people had the Kennedy assassination and they all talked about how they knew exactly where they were. People who get a little bit older, like me and even Jeremy, it's you remember where you were when you heard about the Challenger explosion and, of course, 9/11. And to this day, I'll hear from people who were listening to this show on 9/11 and talking about, you know, us stopping down what we were doing and like, oh, my God, something's happened at the World Trade Center. And I'll never forget that show. I mean, we stayed on the air until 3 o'clock that afternoon, just taking phone calls from people. Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting watching my son grow up, and now they're learning about all this in middle school and everything. And you know,
what does he say about it? Does he talk about it?
Yeah, he does. He's become very interested in it. They've been watching him and his buddy have been watching like numerous documentaries and all the videos and YouTubes and everything about it. Just you know, realizing how horrific it was. And yeah, he comes to us with questions, you know, like, why did this happen? You know, and what went down that day? I'm not a big inspirational quote guy, but I saw this on the Facebook this morning, the old Facebook. It said, the best way to honor those lost on 9/11 is to be the people we were on 9/12. And isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Like, that's one of the big things. Yes, I remember the moment. I remember the day, but the day after and the weeks that followed, how the country came together so quickly, and you just look at where we're at today and how divided we are, and it is just a shame. It is just a shame, because that, in that aspect, that was a huge beneficial part, that the country came together so quickly and so powerfully during that time. And man, I miss that.
That's really true.
You know what I don't like? Let me ask your opinion on this really quick, too. Another thing I noticed on Facebook. Everybody's changing their banner picture today and their profile picture. And I have seen numerous banner pictures with the image of the plane, either one, right before they hit the tower. And that's now their banner picture today. And for me, there's something very unsettling about that. I don't like that. Like, why can't you just change it to, you know, an iconic image of the Twin Towers standing there alone, or an American flag or something? There's something shocking about just seeing those pictures and kind of reliving it. I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
I agree. I don't know about the, you know, whether it's appropriate or not, but I agree with you. It's unsettling. I send out this Mindbender Club mailer to thousands of people every day, and the lead story on it today is about 9/11. And at the very end, I mentioned what you just talked about, Jeremy. I'm glad you said that. It's about, you know, not thinking just about the people we lost, but how that was one of the rare moments when the country came together. And I love that the quote that you read off from Facebook about, you know, become the people we were on 9/12. Because, again, if people weren't around back then, it's kind of hard to imagine the entire country, you know, locking hands.
Like, we were on board. We were ready to kick some ass. We all had our flags out.
It
we
was
were
helping
all patriotic.
Each other up and stuff like that. So the photo that I chose for that story, since you brought this up, is I looked at all those photos and I saw pictures of the Twin Towers, you know, burning. I was like, I don't want to put that on there.
No.
So I found this really gorgeous photo. It's a New York skyline, and it's got the two blue beams of light shooting up into the air that I think is gorgeous.
Very.
And inspiring in a way. So it's like, no, I'm not going to show the picture of the tragedy. I'm going to show how we came together afterwards.
It's like, we know what happened. We know what went down. I don't need to see the image of the plane right before it hits the buildings. Like, a different way to honor the
day. I love these images showing the two twin beams of blue light in a night sky. It's just, it's really beautiful.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, maybe we'll save this preparedness stuff for another time. There's an interesting story that's out about people, you know, whether they're prepared for an emergency or not. Maybe we bump it to later this morning.
We should probably talk about it, because even if you're, you know, this brings it to top of mind. Like, if something were to happen, what would you be grabbing first? I'll give it a little tease now, because it'll be later when we're talking about it, but the food or snacks, That's pretty darn funny. Like, who's running to their freezer and grabbing their Hot Pockets, like, in an emergency?
Yeah, but, you know, in a way, if it's an emergency, you aren't going to have to eat.
And you're going to need snacks.
You know, and I guarantee you, people don't know how to forage out in the woods
for
food.
You're right. So, where's the Doritos?